Hot FM's Brownie and EJ.
Just before 8 o'clock, we were talking about what annoys us on the roads around central Queensland. And we got so many different answers rolling through. Thank you. And you can keep them coming on our Facebook page, Hot FM CQ. But then we went off on a bit of a tangent, and we've continued on this tangent.
Yeah.
Because the issue of when you're driving on a roundabout, going straight through, as you've passed the car on your left and you're exiting, you flick your indicator on left to say that you're exiting.
But when I did my driving test, my driving lessons, reading the book in the exams when I was younger, about 11 years ago,
yeah.
I remember there being a rule that said you don't have to indicate when going off a roundabout.
No, see, that's not the case. I did mine the same time as you, and my driving instructor was crazy angry. She was so mean, and now I see that she was being mean to be kind, but still, she kept screaming at me if I forgot to indicate left on a roundabout.
Look, EJ, you know I'm stubborn at the best of times.
So am I.
But I don't want to back down for this, because I want to get down to the bottom and prove that 10, 11 years ago, it wasn't a rule. It came into play shortly afterwards, and I swear on my life that
this
is something I know about. I know I've seen it, and I'm sure that I'm right.
You shouldn't be swearing on your life considering you're wrong. 13, 12, 16.
Are you a driving instructor, Frizy?
No, I'm not, but I can enlighten you on that roundabout situation.
Please do.
Well, I had this debate with a police officer about it, and he said when they're indicating out of a roundabout, he said it's where practical. So,
right, so you have to do it where you can, but it's not
enforced.
No, that's right. It's where it's practical. So a common one would be like Fee Street, where you've got the dual roundabout. So if you're on the outside lane, it'd be practical to indicate out to the people that are giving way to you so that they know you're not going to cross over.
Frizy, that's a tricky one, because I've heard you get fined for not indicating coming out of a roundabout.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what I said to the police officer. I was like, well, you know, what about the people that don't indicate? And he said to me, he goes, oh, well, it's more of a situation of where it's practical.
Is this police officer the same one that estimates speeds?
Yeah, probably.
Probably that guy from last week. Frizy, thanks. We're still a little confused on the matter, but you might have helped us out a tiny little bit.
No worries. Good luck with that.
I am not going to back down until we find a driving instructor, all right? So on 13, 12, 16, we'll head to the phones now. Hot FM, are you a driving instructor?
Yes, I am.
Yeah! What's your name?
My name is Janine.
Janine, thanks for calling us. Has this always been a rule in the past 10 years at least?
Yes, it has.
Yes!
No! No! No!
Janine, which driving school are you from?
Drive Smart in Gladstone.
How long have you been a driving instructor for?
I have been for 4 years.
4 years. Okay, so in between that time, between 11 years ago and now, has the rule changed somewhere?
No, it hasn't.
And you're a driving instructor. You've been driving for a long time as well, so...
Yes, I have been driving for over 20 years in different states. Now, different states have different rules.
That's so probably
if you've ever lived in Victoria, you do not have to indicate on exit in Victoria, but in Queensland you do.
I think that's where Brownie's getting a little confused.
No, unless I was reading a Victorian book when I did my licence, that's the only explanation.
Now, when the last caller said about indicating left when practical, my question to that is, when isn't it practical?
Yes.
So you must always exit. That rule only comes into play when it's a truck. Uh-huh. It's not always practical for a truck, but it's always practical for a car.
That makes sense.
All right, Janine, I think you've solved all our questions.
Yes!
And our answers. Thank you very much for your wisdom.
No worries. Have a great day.
Hey, Brownie. Hang on. Brownie, can you feel that through the air?
What?
Oh, no, wait. No, you can't feel that. It's the feeling of being right. Woo-hoo! Don't you love it?
20 past 8 on Hot FM. Take my license, chop it up, I'm never driving again.
And apologies to all the police officers that could have got a fine out of Brownie over the past 10 years.
Hot FM's Brownie and EJ.